This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a car. It's the two-door coupe that was there for your first drive. The hatchback that took you cross-country and back. And the minivan that tackles the weekly carpool. For the cars you couldn't live without, trust Amica Auto Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Russian troops battle ready.
They're moving into fighting positions.
A winter wallop.
Snow, damaging wind, and even a tornado or two.
Vets with cancer fight the VA.
Deny, deny, deny until they die.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. The U.S. says Russia is increasing its forces surrounding Ukraine, not pulling them back as Moscow has contended, with 7,000 more added in recent days. CBS's Charlie Daggett is in western Ukraine.
Get out now before hostilities start, warns top U.S. diplomat Christina Kvine.
The situation could worsen very quickly, and we're very worried about that and are urging all Americans to leave the country now.
Made more urgent by those satellite images appearing to show even more Russian forces just a few miles from the border with Ukraine.
We're going to do everything we can to help American citizens.
Families have already begun to flee eastern Ukraine. Natalia and Alexei brought their young children here from Kharkiv, around 30 miles from the Russian border.
And what made you decide that now is the time to go?
It's not rather comfortable to sit at home with two children and wait.
Nobody here in Lviv wants to see a war, but the city's mayor says they're ready.
I open my door, I open my home.
The entire city is opening its home, but praying it doesn't come to that.
The House committee investigating the Capitol attack is set to get key White House information from that day. CBS's Scott McFarlane on Capitol Hill.
Visitor logs are expected to show who was on the grounds in those pivotal hours before the riot began. We know the January 6th committee has been probing who the former president spoke with by phone that day, what he said to Mike Pence by phone from the Oval Office, and who was nearby when he said it. Meanwhile, a federal judge says he'll decide by tomorrow whether to hold Stuart Rhodes, the accused Oath Keepers founder, in pretrial detention in his seditious conspiracy case.
A New York judge hears arguments today in former President Trump's battle to avoid being questioned under oath in the investigation into his business empire. A storm system packing snow, rain, and strong winds, and the threat of tornadoes in some places is on the move. It's impacting the South and Midwest and is heading east. The Weather Channel's Jim Cantore is tracking it.
We're looking at severe weather this afternoon, especially between 12 and 7. That looks like the hot spot. Eastern Arkansas, parts of Mississippi, Alabama, Tennessee, Kentucky. 5 out of 10 chance in that area of getting a tornado today.
Well, now to Texas, where CBS's Omar Villafranca has more on the trial of a former Los Angeles Angels employee charged with supplying the drugs that killed pitcher Tyler Skaggs in 2019.
The prosecution alleges Skaggs received counterfeit oxycodone containing fentanyl from Eric Kay, a former Angels public relations official. But Kay's attorneys argue that while Kay was giving Skaggs opioids, it's not clear who gave Skaggs the lethal dose. And testimony from former players and friends indicated that Skaggs had other suppliers. Among them, former All-Star pitcher and teammate Matt Harvey, who admitted to helping Skaggs get oxycodone during the season.
Overseas, now to Beijing, CBS's Steve Futterman has more on what's happened at the Winter Games.
For the sixth time, the U.S. and Canadian women's hockey teams met in the gold medal match. On this day, Canada was the superior team. The Canadians scored twice in the first period, then again in the second to take a 3-0 lead. The U.S. fought back. The Americans cut the margin to 3-2, but with only 12 seconds left in the game. Obvious disappointment for the U.S.'s Hillary Knight.
We came up a little short tonight. You have to find a way to win, and Canada was the better team tonight.
The focus now here in Beijing is on another rink where the women's figure skating competition is set to conclude. The favorite is the embattled Russian 15-year-old Kamila Valieva, with many saying she should not be allowed to take part. Valieva will have the spotlight on her again, Olympic historian David Walachinsky.
If she does win, it will be a difficult moment for figure skating and for the Olympic movement, because the International Olympic Committee has announced that there will not be a medal ceremony because Valieva could still be disqualified after the Olympics.
Also today, another disappointing performance for skier Michaela Schifrin. She fell during the slalom portion of the Alpine combined and didn't finish. Steve Futterman, CBS News at the Winter Olympics in Beijing.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The head of the CDC says officials are preparing for the next phase of the pandemic as COVID case numbers continue to drop. Updated mask guidance will be out soon, but already most states have taken steps to phase out rules. In Virginia, Governor Glenn Youngkin helped push through a bill that bans school districts from imposing mask mandates on kids.
Now's our chance to give all parents the rights to make decisions that we know they have.
12 Florida school districts that ignored an order banning mask mandates are being fined a total of $200 million. In the largest global study of its kind, researchers estimate 1 in 4 women has experienced sexual or physical violence at the hands of their male partner. The findings are in the Lancet Medical Journal. For years, military families at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, have complained about water contaminated with cancer-causing chemicals and cleaning fluids. Cancer victim Mark Kottnauer, who spent the summer of 1977 there when he was a young Marine, says compounding the situation is a VA claim system that has been unresponsive.
The saying is deny, deny, deny until they die. They don't want to step up and do the right thing.
CBS's Catherine Herridge says the VA denied his claim on the basis that their experts were more persuasive.
According to documents obtained by CBS News, the approval rate dropped from 25% to 5% after they brought in these experts. The VA says the average approval rate is now 17%. It went as low as just 1%.
The VA defends the action in the Kottnauer case and says it's committed to processing all claims. One of the 3 Minneapolis police officers charged with violating George Floyd's constitutional rights has testified at their trial. CBS's Jennifer Kuiper says Alexander King told the jury he did what his training called for.
King has testified that he was concerned about officers' inability to stop Floyd from thrashing around as they tried to arrest him. King also said he did what he was trained to do, deferred to Chauvin, the senior officer at the scene.
Derek Chauvin was convicted of murder and pleaded guilty to avoid this federal trial. It's a gruesome scene in Brazil. People dealing with mountains of mud in the city of Petropolis, where more than 100 deaths are reported in mudslides that buried homes. Others are listed as missing. A new Gallup poll says the number of U.S. adults who identify as LGBTQ has hit a record, 7.1%. That's nearly double the percentage from 10 years ago.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
An opera whose composer died in a Nazi concentration camp has finally had its world premiere.
Growing up in San Francisco, says Jan A.G.
I always knew that we had an opera in the trunk in our basement.
Her grandfather, Eugen Engel, had handed his manuscript to his daughter as she fled the Nazis. Engel died in the Holocaust. A few years ago, a German archive approached A.G. asking if she had anything to donate, setting in motion this. Engel's opera, Grete Minde, having its world premiere in Magdeburg, Germany. Director Karen Stone.
We had thunderous applause at the end, people stomping their feet.
A lost treasure retrieved. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
A Florida judge has agreed with Bob Saget's family, temporarily blocking the release of death investigation records. The family says police photos and video are graphic and would cause irreparable harm. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds. But none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.